Hello and welcome to the Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean, and today we will be studying Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, the 12th chapter. In Perek Yud Aleph, we had discussed David HaMelech's encounter with Bathsheba, and as we explained, he saw Bathsheba and knew that she was destined for him through Ruach HaKodesh. Knowing that he would be tested in the area involving a questionable relationship with a woman, he viewed this quote-unquote chance sighting of Bathsheba as a sign to him that he needed to take action. However, he miscalculated, and the end of the parak tells us that Hashem was very displeased. Therefore, Hashem sends Nathan HaNavi to rebuke him. He tells David a story of a rich and a poor man who lived in the same city. The rich man had lots of sheep and cattle, and the poor man had only one little sheep, who was like one of the family, and he cared for the sheep like he would his own daughter. A visitor came to this wealthy man, and as the man did not want to slaughter his own sheep to prepare meat for his guest, he instead took that little sheep from the poor man and used it to prepare a meal for his visitor. Nathan presented the story to David to see how he would react. The rich man who stole that cherished possession of that poor man. David reacted very indignantly. The rich man, he said, is deserving of death, and he has to pay fourfold because he did not have mercy on this man. Nathan then tells David, "You are that man." And he continues, and he says, "So says Hashem, I anointed you as king over Israel. I saved you from Shaul. I gave you your kingdom." Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Madua bazisa es devar Hashem la'asos hara be'enai. Es uria hachite hi kisa b'cherev ve'es ishto lakachta lacha le'isha. Ve'oso harakta b'cherev b'nei Amon. Why have you despised and ridiculed the word of God that you struck Uriah Hachiti by the sword of Ammon and took his wife? Within this rebuke, the Alshech points out that Hashem was saying, the very same way that I saved you from Shaul and gave you control over your kingdom, I would have given you Bathsheba as well. It's true, Bathsheba was destined for you, but you needed to wait and not take her before the designated time. Indeed, as we have alluded to in the last installment, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Re'uya hayisa Bathsheba bas Eliam leDavid misheshes yemei bereshis. Bathsheba had been designated, destined to become David's wife from the very moment that the world was created. Ella, Sheba a love b'machov. Had David not erred, his union with Bathsheba would have come about painlessly. But because of what he did, it came about through pain. V'chein tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, Re'uya hayesa leDavid Bathsheba bas Eliam, Ella she'echla paga. So too did they teach in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Bathsheba had indeed been destined for David. However, he took her before the appropriate time. He was as one who eats a fruit or a grape before it has ripened. And because of this, as a result, he created a chilul Hashem. Nathan continues and says, as a result of what you did, David, the sword will not leave your house forever because you despised the word of Hashem and you took the wife of Uriah Hachiti to be your wife. So there will be much bloodshed in the house of David. There will also be discord and evil in your house. Your wives will be taken from you in a public manner. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12, Ki ata asisa basaser, because what you did quietly, privately, or so you thought. You tried to conceal your actions. Vani eses hadavar hazeh neged kol Yisrael v'neged hashamesh. And I will bring this discord in your house so that everybody will see. And clearly, the Navi is not just speaking to David, but is speaking to us as well, that we cannot hide from God. Everything will be revealed in the end. We will see in the coming Prakim that David suffered terribly with the rape of his daughter Tamar by his son Amnon, then Amnon's death at the hands of another son, Avshalom. We have Avshalom's rebellion and his subsequent death. The next pasuk highlights David HaMelech's humility and honesty. He does not waver and does not try to find excuses. He owns up to his mistakes. Pasuk Yud Gimel 13. Vayomer David el Nasan. David said to Nasan, Chatasi laHashem. I have sinned to God. Vayomer Nasan el David, Gam Hashem hevir chatascha lo tamus. Nasan then said to David, Hashem has forgiven your sin, you will not die. So that part of the punishment that was supposed to come to David has been rescinded because of his immediate admission of guilt. But unfortunately, the other pieces of his punishment will come to fruition. But the important piece here is that he immediately said, Chatasi. The Medrash Shochar Tov tells us, Mi garam leDavid lavo leOlam haba? What caused David to be able to come to Olam haba, or who caused it? Piv she'amar chatasi, his mouth that admitted and said, I sinned. David engaged in repentance his entire life over this act and never achieved really real serenity, as this act really plagued him both from within and from without, as people would taunt him about it. In Moed Katan, it tells us, Shehikim Ola Shel Tshuva. David is the one who established the yoke of repentance. David is the model of Teshuvah. And certainly it's interesting, if we recall the Medrash linking David HaMelech to Adam HaRishon, where Adam HaRishon gave away 70 years of his life, the parallel is noteworthy, because Adam introduced the world to sin. And since his sin, man and woman have been engaged in the repair, in the tikkun of that sin. And David now represents that ultimate tikkun, because he spends the rest of his life really suffering the fallout from this encounter, as well as engaging in constant repentance. So Nasan continues to tell him that because of his admission of guilt, his punishment would be lessened and he would not die, but because of the chil Hashem that he caused, his new son would die. The newborn baby became ill. David fasted and prayed and begged Hashem on behalf of the boy. He slept on the floor. The people around him tried to comfort him, but he could not be comforted. And on the seventh day, the baby died. The servants were afraid to tell him the news about the baby's death, but he saw by their behavior that the baby must have died. And David's reaction to the baby's death seems very strange to his servants and advisors, because he composes himself, washes himself, changes his clothing into royal garb, and went to the tent that he had set up for the Aron, and prostrated himself before the Aron. David's behavior demonstrates, according to the Radak, his being matzdik es hadin, that he was accepting of Hashem's punishment. And he fulfilled the dictum that the Maseches Brachos tells us, Chayev Adam Levarech al Hara, Kashem Shehu Mevarech al Hatova. A person is obligated to bless God on the bad, the seemingly bad that comes to us, the same way that we bless God on the good, meaning we thank God for everything that we have. We do not know the reasons that Hashem does the things that he does. And David HaMelech explained to his household that while the child was alive and sick, I prayed and I fasted, because one can never despair of Hashem's chesed. But now that the child has died, there is nothing more that I can do. David HaMelech is giving us yet another lesson on how to deal with adversity. Incidentally, the commentators ask, how is it that David was able to wash and changed his clothing after the baby died? What happened to his sitting Shiva? It could be, number one, that there is no Shiva for a baby, that it's only 7 days old. Me'ikar hadin, not halacha lamasa, I would assume. The other option is that before the baby was buried, there is no din of mourning. So he did this in between the burial and the prescribed time of sitting Shiva. Bathsheba, however, did need comforting, with which David provided. Pasuk Chaf Dalet 24. V'yenachem David es Bathsheba ishto, v'yavo eleha v'yishkav ima. David comforted Bathsheba ishto, his wife. Notice how the Navi is pointing out that she is legitimately married to David. And he came to her, he had relations with her. V'teled bein v'tikra es shemo shlomo v'hashem ahevo. They had a child, they named the child Shlomo, and Hashem loved him. The Radak explains, and the Das Sofrim expands a bit on the Radak, that Bathsheba was distraught not only over the loss of her son, but over this entire situation, understandably. Whereas it seemed that Bathsheba agreed to be with David initially, probably for the same reasons that David had, but she sees that her son died, and now she is concerned about her own culpability, and she does not want to make the same mistake again. And even would they be together again, and would they have another son, and perhaps that son would live, she fears that this child will be a pariah in the eyes of the public, and she fears that she herself will be constantly regarded as a sinner. David assures her that her next son is destined to be the heir, and this news brings her comfort. Bathsheba gives birth to a son, and according to the Radak, Hashem calls him Shlomo, representing that he will bring to the world peace and tranquility. And the Pasuk tells us, V'Hashem Ahivo, Hashem loves him. Hashem then sends Nathan to David with another nevuah, telling him that Hashem loves this child. He then calls this child Yedidya, the beloved of Hashem, representing Hashem's love for this child. At the beginning of this perek, Nathan brings David the devastating news and harsh rebuke. And now, towards the end of the perek, Nathan is bringing him the news of Hashem's positive regard for David and his son Shlomo. The end of this perek returns to the war with Ammon, in which David now goes to battle. Remember, he did not go to the battle initially. Now he goes to the battle himself, and he captures the city of Rabbah, and he secured the king's crown. He takes the booty, and the people of Ammon are subservient to David. The contrast between the first part of the perek, where David is shown in such a negative light and then full of remorse, and then we have the second part of the perek, where David and his new son are described in glowing terms, really characterizes the transformative power of tshuva. David HaMelech speaks of his regret, of his tshuva process, and of his asking for forgiveness from Hashem in Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph 51. Meche Pisha'ai. Erase my sins. Kapseini me'avoni. Cleanse me from my sins. Umichatasi tahareini. And purify me from my chata'im, from my transgressions. Ki pisha'ai ani eida v'chatasi negdi tamid. Because I know, I admit to my sins and to my faults, and those sins are going to be with me forever, constantly. David HaMelech is plagued by this particular sin his entire life. And the fallout, as we have said, from these sins comes about through the death of his children, through terrible acrimony in his family. But this event and this encounter is here in the Nevi'im to be a model of tshuva for all of us, and to let us know that no matter how low we have gone, no matter the averos that we have done, there is always a chance of repentance. There is always a chance for purification. Thank you for studying today. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.